Says Vayir Lo Hashem Elonim Mamrei V'Yosha Pasch Oil Chor Mayoyim. So this parasha here is the hemshech of Bris Milah. The pashta hemshech of it is that once there was a Krisis Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach him that there would be children, and this is the hemshech of that. We also learn about Avraham Avinu's chesed, which is tangential, I guess. I don't know if the word tangential is right, but upon him, that's a midah tova. But the ikur is the kesha between the bris milah and having the children. But the pasuk starts ve'el v'ashem v'elonim mamrei v'hu yoyshev be'pesach oil k'choyim ayoyim. So Rashi says yoyshev k'siv bikesh lamoid. So the shaila is over here. First of all, it simply comes from no place. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you know, Avraham Avinu wants to get up, and he says, "No, it's you sit, and it's a similar bonim." I mean, so why is it coming over here? What is it? I mean, the similar bonim would be a haftoch of something Avraham Avinu did good. So tell me, Lamashal, in the Hemshah of Parsha, because he took water, they got the Be'er Milyam. Because he took bread, they got the man. Those things, that similar bonim makes a lot of sense. You did something good, there'll be a certain schar for your children. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, I don't know what the right word for it is, Mechabed Avraham Avinu, and he said, and by the way, there'll be a simon for your children, I'll also mechabed them. How do your children worthy of it? If you're just talking about a covet inyan, then who says we're going to be in Avraham Avinu? What kind of bracha is it? What is it? It's so in Rashi or the Echshehu, Rashi brings the Chazal in different places here say more or less the same thing with one shinui. Where is it exactly that there's going to be Shevani Oymit? So Rashi said Shosan is Yatze Badasa Dayonim Vehen Yoishvim. So this is going to happen at whenever there is a din Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, is nitzav badas keil, in a maimer dayanim is nitzav. So over there, we can at least understand what it is. In dayanim, there's a halach of yeshiva, dayanim sit, the baladvarim, the baladinim stand around. It's a certain isyachsus from the baladinim to the dayanim. It also could be meramis to the inyan of leba shemaim, that everything gets paskin the way the bezin shalmata paskins, that affects the din shalmala. Those are the inyanim that we can understand it, we can take it to mean. The medrash over here has a different heretimtza. And again, there's a few chazal, and they mention either this or that. It says it chasa. In other words, without a vav. Bikesh lamoit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Shev ata simon lebanecha. You're going to be a simon for your children. Mata Yoshev v'shchina medes, just like right now you're sitting in the shchina standing, kach b'necho yoshvim u'shchina medes lagabon. Your children will be sitting, and the shchina will be standing on top of them. When is this? Kishi Yisrael nichnasim bat ekstias bat medoshes, v'koyer v'kishna yoshvim l'chvoidi, v'ani lagabon. I will, Klai Yisrael, when they go to shul to daven, they're sitting and learning Krishna. And I stand on top of them. So this chazal, this again, this is in a few places like this, in a few places like this, and it's both of them are brought in chazal. L'chura, this is very hard to understand. What are we talking about? The halacha is krishma you can lane any way you want. there's no halachas. If there is a man diyama, if there is a beshamay, it's beshachpa of kumecha. It would be kima and shchiva. There is no din. It just tachlis people. Most people sit, and it, you know, that's maybe the norm for it. But it's certainly, I mean, it certainly is not something to designate. So he says, I come into Bat Knesset about Midrashos. Why it's mashma dafka Bat Knesset about Midrashos? I mean, why didn't just say your kids? Let's say there is a halach we have to sit. So say, by Krishna, your children will be sitting and I'll be standing. It's not. That's not it. It says, Alekim Nitzav Badaskel. It is specifically in a shul. It is not about Gesseis, but Medrashis. So why is it? So what kind of halach is it? What's the tziruf? It says when I come to shul and they're saying Krishna, so then they're all going to sit and I'm going to stand. What are we referring to exactly? Yes, maybe most people sit, but it's a din in the shul. What is it? What specifically are you referring to? And also, like a little bit from the Lashon Yoshev, where do we know it from the Chassa? So the pashas here is that it's because he wasn't sitting comfortably. In other words, he was sitting, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, he wanted to stop sitting. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, keep sitting. So I assume the chassid that Chazal or Madgish over here is simply that he wasn't benichusa sitting, he wanted to get up, and it wasn't a total yeshiva. I assume that's what it means. So it's interesting. If you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah has... he goes through the halachas of tefillah kedarkoi, and in many cases Ram does the same thing by a seder on Pesach night. The Rambam, it always, whatever he deals with these inyanim, the Rambam presents it in two ways. First, he structures it ikar latofel. In other words, what's the Gufa Maisa Mitzvah? What's the answer to Chiyuvim? What's the Minhagim? Then he does that in Tefillah. He goes through the Inyanim of Tefillah and does the same thing by Pesach night. He goes by Seder HaMitzvah, so what Matzah is, what the Chiv HaGod is, what is that. And then he says, the Seder is as follows, and he has another Perek where he goes through the chronological order. How, in fact, is Mekuyim? It's the Rambam's Gevaldik Seder Advarim, that there's a Seder Advarim mitzad the Teichin, and as usually has not to do with the chronology. The Halachma is not Meikriya Mitzvah. On the other hand, the Chi of Matzah, which is Ikriya Mitzvah, is somewhere in the middle. So he does both Sederim, and that's how he does it. In fact, Tefillah does the same thing, and Tefillah also adds at the end the Siddur that he has. But in the Seder Tefillah, the Rambam says, Seder HaTfilah B'Tzibur Kachu. This is a Seder HaTfilah B'Tzibur. In other words, the Tzibur has a certain Seder HaTfilah, and he says, B'Shachar Kol Ha'om Yoishvim. In Shachar, everybody sits, one person gets up and he says, Krishma, Birchas Krishma, Krishma, and then everybody stands up for Shmoneh Esrei. The sitting over here is mashma, and he says it by Meyerov also. It's not a chiyuv, like we said before. You yoytze any which way, but the right seder hadvarim is be yeshiva. If it wasn't that way, the Rambam wouldn't say anything. Rambam would say somebody gets up and he says Baruch Hu, like he starts. He says Baruch Hu. He says he's Paris Hashma. He says Krishma, Krishma, and then he would say v'kulam ne'modim, and they say Shema Tefillah. The Rambam makes it very clear that the appropriate Seder HaYeshiva, the appropriate Seder HaTfilah Berabim, is the Yeshiva. Very interesting. If this was a halacha, I mean, everything else about it is the Tzibur, that he gets up and he says Baruch Hu, and this and that. He speaks about the Yeshiva Dafka in a Tzibur. Halik Davahu, it's interesting. He does it for Meyerov also. If you just want to say that you're allowed to sit for Krishna and for Baruch Hu and Kaddish, so he would say nothing, and then he would just say by Tefillah you stand up, would being very clear that until now there's no Chiyuv Amida. So where's the Rambam? So what kind of halach is it? Where's it coming from? In this din or inyan or whatever you want to call it, it's fascinating that the Rizal, in a few places, says that there's a kpeda, that there's two halakim to tefillah. There's a chelik of yeshiva and there's a chelik of amida. The chelik of yeshiva is Birchas Krishma and Krishma, and the chelik of tefillah is amida. And a person should not stand for the first part. It's not makom tefillah and so on, but the Arizal, who is megalatos, the appropriate anhogis, al pisod, and makes it very clear that tefillah, and Kedakri explains it in his Eifanim, that there's one chelik, that the right way to do it is yeshiva dafka, and that's krishma and birchas krishma, and one chelik that's dafka mida. If the chelik is in terms of chshivas, or however, whatever you want to call it, however you want to say it, l'chura, amidatos is more chashiv, more demanding, that seems to be obvious. Krishma is a deraisa. Tefillah, in its format, in the way we do it, it's not as clear a deraisa as Krishma is. It's something that Krishna's kabbal al machas shemayim. Tefillah is a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah in some way, but we certainly would not have picked tefillah over Krishma if the Chshivas is Yeshiva Tamida. The Arizal says, and he explains, each one is a different Inyan, and therefore for this Yeshiva is appropriate, for this Amida is appropriate, and so on. One more Nakuda, and that is, however we understand Chazal over here, whatever this Inyan over here of being Yeshiva Makasios, it's definitely comes in the wake of the Inyan of Bris Milah. In other words, Bris Milah is the place where it happened. In other words, unless this Nekuda of Amida and Yeshiva would not have happened. At if it wasn't a result of Bris Milah, we would not have had the pasuk just sort of coming over here. A halacha is taught in the context where it's appropriate. So this inyan over here that Klal Yisrael has a kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Amida and through Yeshiva, and a simon lebanim that we zeichet to Yeshiva is right over here. Everyone understands that this is a result of Bris Milah. Some change happened in Bris Milah that changed this, and this is where it's coming from. So try a little bit to understand what is it. Once we understand the difference between Amida and Yeshiva, we need to understand the difference between why Bris Milah, before the Bris and after Bris, is what's kaveh this difference. So let's explain a little bit. The musig of halicha, amida, and yeshiva are the three different poses of a person. Halicha is that the person is doing a maisa. He's asuk in doing something. Anytime a person is asuk in doing something means that he's not there yet. He doesn't have it yet, and the situation that he's now is temporary. I'm building a table now. So building a table is a temporary matziv. Traveling is temporary. The worst klala, kemat like misa, is novenot. Golos is mechapa mitzicha b'shegig. So novenod means the person is wandering. The person has no makom to come to, so he's a wandering, and that's a terrible mitzias. So halicha is a mitzias where something is not finished, something's not ready, and it's moving towards something. Amida is an interim mitzias. Amida means that I am standing in a place, but I'm waiting to go someplace. Chazal give us different, characterized as Oymid Lofush by Shabbos, whether it's called Hanoch or not. So different types of Amida, and there's an Amida where a person is Oymid Lofush, Oymid Lekatev, the person is just fixing his package, the person is taking a breath. Amida means I am ready, I happen to be in a place, but where I am is not kavua. Where I am is just oimid. The word omid, in its more conceptual form, means ready to. Kol oimid ligzos kigozos dami. Kol oimid liftos kipodu dami. Something which is about to, waiting for. The word omid, used that way, is a reflection of it. It means ready to do something. That's what the word omid means. So omid is a matziv where it seems to be kavua, but it's waiting for something. And that's and yeshiva means something which is kavua. It means to sit, it means to dwell. It means something is parked in a certain place, and this is mokri meshavai. It's curious. When I have ishyachsus of two people. So if I'm sitting and he comes and stands in front of me, he's asking me what to do. So a person working for me, an employee, a secretary, somebody is working for me, I'm sitting, he comes, he stands and asks, what can I do, how should I do, and so on. So the yachas of yeshiva tamida is that yachas of sort of kavua to not kavua, and b'meila tafel ikur, and so on. That's the type of relationship you have between a yeshiva and a oimit. The it is therefore appropriate that a person is an oivet Hashem. And an Oyved Hashem is a Oymdim Veis Hashem Baleilois. We're standing, gartled up, ready to go and do. The Eved Hashem is not somebody who's sitting sprawled in a chair. Eved Hashem is somebody standing, Mishanis Mosnaf, and he's ready to jump at a moment's notice. So the Oylem HaMitzvahs, where a person is a Mitzuvah, the person is the Oymed, and he's the Oyseh. That's where the Olam HaMitzvahs is. And that's the right surah for a person, to be an Oymed Lifnei Hashem. But the Adam has an Avoida that in a sense precedes the Olam HaMitzvahs, and that is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To make HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Kavua in this world, and Adam is the one kaviyachol that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu the yoshev in this world. So in other words, when a person does something that when a person brings the Shekhinah down to this world, he's creating a metzias where he makes that permanent. And it says the Moshe by the Shira, it says Vayeshev Hashem Melech Loilam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Yoshev until Klal Yisrael came. They said Shira. The Chazal give a Moshel. It's a difference between an Augustus and a Melech. Augustus is an emperor. That's the Roman synonym for an emperor. Augustus was the first one to become an emperor. It's somebody that sits above and beyond. It's the biggest darga. So whenever a person is mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and makes him the it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Metzias in this world, then that is, that's when the person uses his koyach of yeshiva to says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to go into it, but the pasuk in Yecheskel, where it says on the kisei is a dmus adam, on the kisei, it means that the tzura of making a Kadosh Baruch Hu a yoshim in this world, kaviyachol on haga, that's yeshiva, that's adam, is the only one that's shaykh to it. In other words, giving permanence, making that the kvius in the world, that's shaykh to adam. So, in a certain sense, so let's understand it in the picture of this adam. So, when a person in his own world is doing Ratzon Hashem, and a person is doing what he's supposed to do, we're taifis on two levels what he's supposed to do. On one level, he's supposed to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the permanent melech in the world, and then he's supposed to move forward. The world of Ruchnius, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ratzon Hashem, doesn't have limits to it, and is supposed to go forward with it. So Avodas Adam is on two dargas. One darga is that the person himself, that you make what's Ruchnius kavua, and then you move forward. And then you consolidate what you moved forward on, make that permanent, and so on. So it's a constant two-tiered mahalach. One tier is to take what is Ruchnius and move it from transitory to permanent. And therefore, the avoid of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is not Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is first, which means kvius, whatever ruchnis, whatever tfisa and hasaga I have the Ribbon Shalom, whatever exists in this world begolui should be permanent. It's not. We learn from it, Mesiras Nefesh. It's not the purpose of it. Kabbalah. It's not to do with Kiddush Hashem. It's that the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria doesn't allow itself to be ne'ekar. There's nothing that can be oikerit. Not a threat of money, not a threat of life, not different circumstances. It's all, it's permanence. If b'chol levavcha u'chol nafshecha u'chol moedecha is the description of Avas Hashem, that means Avas Hashem is kavua. It is the most kavudic point in this world. That's what Kabbalah's right. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means the world of mitzvahs is that the person move forward. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah, we move forward, and then that becomes our Olam HaRuchni, and then there's an avodah to make that a permanent part of the world, and so on and so forth. That's the Seder Tefillah that the Rambam talks, which the Arizal was, and it's one of the things that Stam, it's always extraordinary to see that the Arizal, who spoke through one shar of Avodas Hashem, the Rambam spoke another shar, how parallel the words are. The Arizal has had a direct Kabbalah that the appropriate mahalach of Krishma is Dafka Yeshiva, and in his words he says it's to similar what was saying. I mean, that's the way he explains it. And the Rambam says the Seder in Tzibur, and it's Dafkin Tzibur, because Yechidim don't have that sense of Kvius as Tzibur. A Tzibur is Kavua, Kaimalon. Tzibur is not Mesa, Tzibur is not Choyta. Tzibur is the Kavurik block of Klal Yisrael. The Seder at Fill of Tzibur starts with Yeshiva. And that's when a person sits and talks about A, the immutability of nature, Amechadav Tuva Bechol Yoim Tamid. That's one thing we acknowledge. That's a yeshivadik acknowledge. Bechol Levavcha Chol Nafshecha Chol Moedecha. The Inyanim of Gulas Mitzrayim, which is Nitzchi. That all has to be yeshiva. It ought to be. It's not ma'akev l'alacha, but this is what we do. Then we stand up and we ask for next. Adam is a mevakish. Adam is a maveh. Adam asks for the next piece further. That's the tzura of tefillah, of krishma, and Shemoneh Esrei. There's a famous chazal. It says David HaMelech went into the base. The Gemara speaks why the Kneged Midri say Lam Natseach al Hashminis. So Chazal say that David HaMelech went into the Beis HaMerchitz and he saw Teshua Oymed Beli Mitzvahs, Oymed Aron Beli Mitzvahs. He's standing without mitzvahs. Tomorrow Menachos and Ad till he remembered the Mila Niska from the Mila Nisyashva Daitoy. So there's the Ben Yishchai asks in Nayao Ben Yayoda, he asks, what about the mitzvah of Peah? He wore payas. I mean, no, he left over payas. So, why didn't he think of that? It's also not so clear to understand. There's a chiv mila all your life if you're an oral. Once you did the mitzvah, it's done already. So it's not as if a key mitzvah. Tzitzis and tefillin, when you're wearing it, there is a key mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah in wearing it and so on. But I'll upon him the so he asks him pay it, and he gives a very pshatava teretz. But I think it's much more than pshatava. I think it's the nekuda. He says pay is possible if your hair falls out. There's no mitzvah. You're not mekayim. You're not oivu. You're not mekayim. Masha ein kain mila. Even if you're moishach or lasa, in any physical, whatever physical change happens, you're still a mohel. And that's the Torah says al derech hapshat. But I think that's the oimek of that chazal. And I want to understand the word beis hamerchitz. A beis hamerchitz is a place where anything that's not intrinsically part of you gets washed away. That's the mitzvah of beis hamerchitz. So things that were dirt that was ingrained and you might even thought it's part of you gets washed out. In halacha, something which you don't care about and does become part of you, like a painter with his paint or whatever it is, and you never take it out, it's not a chitza for tvila. A rechitza is something that separates that which happens to be attached to you, and that which is you. The olam hamitzvahs is called levushim in Chazal. Tztaka, it says, vayilbish kesirya in tztaka. It's what you adorn yourself with. You put it around you. Mm-hmm. But it's not you. It's mitzarev to you maybe, but it's not you. If it's possible that a person should be mufka from the mitzvah, it is much closer home. But it's not the atzmius of the person. It only bris mila tells me that once I enter the Olam HaMitzvahs, then that's a part of me that's kavua. I don't want to be over medayik to Gemara, and it's certainly not the intent of Gemara, but it's hard not to hear Chazal say that he walked in and he was oimed b'li mitzvahs, and it's nisyash v'daitoy. In other words, the fact that he recognized that oimed b'li mitzvahs means mitzvahs to me are incidental. They may look like they're part of me, but I come to the merchitz, it all gets washed off. It's possible, you know, there are moments and times when I don't have those mitzvahs, and then there's something that is so much part of me that it becomes my mitzvahs, and it's mechubah to me, and that's that. That is, so bris mila, it also comes with Mesiras Nefesh, Lecha Ragnu Kol Hayom. Mila is an inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, and b'meila it's part of the B'chol Nafshecha. The tzura of the mitzvah, the teichna of the mitzvah, everything about the mitzvah itself becomes the atzmius of the person. So we now have an understanding of how this inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of a similar banim that albi yoshev albi oimen yomnecha yoshvim kaviyochel mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the yoshev mitzaveh and I'm the oimed vayiseh in the nekuda of bringing down HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world and making him a permanent mitzvah of this world in Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, we are the ones that make HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal. We take HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal from Oymed and make him into a Yoshev. We're the Yoshevim and we're the ones that make him into it. So this is a critical piece in the Mila. If it's true that Mila is the mitzvah that changed Avram and made him in many ways a different person, it was mashed him on his Avram. It says there are five Avram, the hay that he added. The five Avram are not in a person's control. And the Rosh Hagviya, the Shneinayim, Shneasnayim, and the Rosh Hagviya, and that it made him in control. How do you make a person in control of the parts of his body, not in control? The answer is, let's take an example. If somebody is talking about something that is shaykh to me, I'm a businessman, I'm an investor, and on Shabbos, I hear two people speaking that this company is not going to do well, or whatever it is. This is going to do well. I don't have control unless I physically stuff my fingers in my ears or I move away. So I'm going to hear it. Imagine that my business is bechlal something else. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I don't touch money. I don't touch medicine. I'm not going to hear it. Why? Because I don't have a makom klita for that. There's nothing in my mind that responds to financial stuff. It's just not my world. When the atzmius of a person changes, then those ivarim, the only way to be shaylat in these five ivarim is not through the eva, but through the atzmius of the person. It means for us that we always, whenever we think of Avodas Hashem, immediately the word steiging, growing, doing more than we're doing, those are all the words that sort of come to mind. So I could be doing more, I could be learning more, I could be davening more, I could do this, I could do that. Everything is always understood that the step forward is doing more and you know, being on a higher madriga. But that's the second step. It's not the first step. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Seder Avoida, which became a permanent part of Klal Yisrael and the Atzmius of Klal Yisrael, with this bris and so on. And it means that the first chelek starts with what has become Atzmius. What is it unthinkable that somebody once told me, a chav of mine, we used to have a musavah together, a few chaverim, and somebody was, it was before Bein Asmanim, and somebody was Me'er Gevaldik in the Kuda. He said, it's before, you know, it's now before Yontif, and everybody's very, very busy. He said, you know, there are days when you don't open up a sefer. But it never happened. Why? Because you're very, 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 very busy. But there are days, but there's never a day that you didn't daven because you're very, very, very busy. Even though la locha you could possibly push, you know, you could, you know, there's some wiggle room. Why not? So he said, because davening is niklatos, as this is it. This is a permanent feature of Yiddishkeit. Learning is niklat as extra credit. So we do it, we want it, but on a day that's rough, it gives way. In other words, davening is something that's not part of the world of what can give way. And this is not what can give way. Every person knows when he and himself in his base merchats, when he's in an environment that allows everything to fall away, there are things that will fall away, and there are things that will never fall away. And being mafchin that, being oimer on that, is the haschala of avoda. B'mekabel ol malchus shemayim is not just another maisa mitzvah of saying, okay, we believe in Ribbono Shel Olam, we believe Hashem is echad, there's a chiyuv mesiras nefesh, and there's a chiyuv avos Hashem. And another few maisa mitzvahs to add to the maisa mitzvahs. It's a different world. And that's what we see in Chazal, is where the Rambam puts it, and so on. A person's yesod is how much has he made yeshiva? Yeshiva, I mean, in the sense of sitting. How much of what he has belongs to the world of yeshiva? That's the yesod of everything. The growth afterwards, the amida that's oimed leilich, that's already a mahalach later. The bris milah, the gift of bris milah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us was that ruchnius can be niklat in a person in a permanent way, and having that cheshbon nefesh when a person is doing good things and a person is trying to move forward, it means that the seder advarim is first the am is yoshiv and the mekabel malchus shemayim, that's the kvius of the tzibur, and then the oimin tefillah lifnei Hashem. And bris milah is that transition. So it wasn't just Akash Baruch Hu happened to say, oh, by the way, what a nice simile bonim. This, in a certain sense, this is the atzmius of what changed with bris milah from before bris and after bris. It's just, again, there's a Muslim litvarim. Chazal, David HaMelech was the one who deheard that Torah of what bris milah is. Chazal say from David HaMelech, L'Amatzeach HaShminis means he deheard that Shminis is that nekuda in a person which is there permanently and so on. It says, Chazal Darshan, the halacha is Ein Yeshiva Bazar El Malchus Beis David Bilvad, that the only one who can sit is Malchus Beis David. We learn it from a pasuk. It says, Vayeshev David Lifnei Hashem. David's yeshiva was avodah lifnei Hashem. For anybody else, yeshiva lifnei Hashem is a chutzpah, because I'm sitting, and I'm sitting. What do you mean you're sitting in front of Kach Baruch Hu? You should be a shliach. When David sat lifnei Hashem, that was the avodah. His sitting was vayeshev Hashem melech lo'olam, because he was called kuloi. It's incredible, because it's the parasha. If you take a look at the parasha where he said it, it's the parasha where David HaMelech pours out all of his anava, that he has nothing, he came from no place, everything is from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. That's Vayeshev David Lifnei Hashem. When a person incorporates inyanim into his person that are as immutable as bris milah is, whatever chelik of the Olam HaMitzvahs or Torah or Hanhaga, whatever it is, those inyanim that he never changes, those inyanim are, in a sense, they correspond to Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, and that becomes the similar banim that they will have mitzvahs not only of Amida, but they'll have mitzvahs of Yeshiva Lefanav also. Shabbos.
The idea of
That's because, like we said in Torah, it's it's like b'shemayim. Ki'ilu, in the world of Torah and darshin halacha, it is taka ki'ilu with a kavua and a kadosh baruch hu. What's the halacha? Rav Yos says this. Rav Yos says this. That in Torah it does express it that way.
So in that sense, it's almost like the kadosh baruch hu is omed. He's waiting to hear the hakra.
Correct. In other words, he's totally in what Bezin will say. Bezin is the kavua, and he's totally in what Bezin is going to say.
And why is this specifically connected to Bris Milah, to this Kabbalah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we not right to be Mekabel Torah, to dictate Torah?
So I don't know if this is shared to Torah Dafka, because in Torah it has its own Indian. In Torah, that's where control gave Torah.
So this is the Chazal. The Chazal says that Vibal Avraham Avinu did this myth.
Right. I would speak on the other half of the Chazal. The one that why it is shared could be. I don't know. In other words, I wasn't misbrained on that. But on the other Chazal, that it's totally because of the it's the yeshiva during Krishna. That's what I was trying to.
It would also be that the Pesach of Bezdin is being conveyed.
What?
The Pesach of Bezdin is conveyed in Shemayim in this world. It would also be that the word of the Bezdin.
Correct. No, that's why it is like that. Correct. But Shai, why does that have to do with Mila? It's not supposed to do with Mila.
I'm saying the Bezdin part of it.
Correct. The Bezdin part of it. Correct. Yeah, that's Pasha.
Is that the sound of Mila?